Macmillan Audio presents Strange Bedfellows, Adventures in the Science, History, and Surprising Secrets of STDs by Ina Park. Read for you by me, the author. Author's note. The names and some identifying details and characteristics of patients and colleagues who shared their personal stories have been changed to protect their privacy. These persons will be referred to by a first name only, and these names are pseudonyms. Other scientists and colleagues who provided their consent to be identified will be referred to by their real full names. Although I am a medical doctor with an expertise in many of the diseases under discussion, the general information in this book is not intended to replace the particular advice of the listener's own physician or other medical professionals. Listeners should consult a medical professional in matters relating to their health, especially if they have existing medical conditions, and before starting, stopping, or changing the dose of any medication they are taking or of any regimen they are following under the guidance or supervision of their own doctor or other medical professional. Individual listeners are solely responsible for their own healthcare decisions. Introduction, beginning with a bang. Sometimes life's unhappy accidents inadvertently lead to happy consequences. Strange Bedfellows represents the silver lining in a dark cloud that descended on my family in January 2015, when my husband and I experienced a parent's worst nightmare. As we walked out of our house on our way to a birthday party one afternoon, my 7-year-old son, Nate, released my hand and bolted across the street, only to be struck by an oncoming car. I recall seeing his legs splayed underneath the vehicle and hearing his screams echoing down the street. I, on the other hand, did not utter a sound. This was no longer my son lying on the street. This was a trauma victim who required attention. I ran over to him, silently reviewing the algorithm that was ingrained in me from years of medical training. Is the patient's airway clear? Are they breathing? Do they have a pulse? While Nate's head was bleeding and his leg clearly deformed, his screams afforded an odd sense of relief. He was breathing, conscious, and coherent while expressing his pain. Nate and I were transported by ambulance to UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital in Oakland, where he was admitted to the Pediatric Intensive Care Unit, ICU, to await surgery on his broken femur the next morning. Nate had also sustained a skull fracture, so as a precaution, the ICU nurses checked on his neurologic status every 2 hours. They needn't have bothered. I kept vigil at his bedside the whole night, too wired by guilt to fall asleep. The next morning before 7 a.m., 4 members of the neurosurgery team came by on their rounds. The attending neurosurgeon started questioning Nate to assess his mental status, his name, his age, his grade in school. Then the surgeon glanced over at me. "Mom, I understand that you're a physician?" Before I could speak, Nate interjected, "Yes, she is." Then out of nowhere, he added, "Hey, have you ever had herpes? Ask my mom, she knows all about it." I shook my head and closed my eyes, lowering my forehead into my hand. The team erupted in peals of laughter. The surgeon raised his eyebrows and looked at me. "Well, seems like he's clear neurologically." Nate's accident happened to coincide with his realization a few weeks earlier of what I did for a living. Not just that I was a physician, but one who happened to specialize in sexually transmitted infections, STIs. He had never talked about my job with others before this hospitalization, but he soon grasped that mentioning it would get a rise out of anyone, and he was going to milk it for as many laughs as he could. During the hospital stay, Nate proceeded to chat with the ICU nurse about HIV, the orthopedic surgeon about syphilis, and, to my chagrin, with the hospital chaplain about chlamydia. I would discover later that this behavior is a common phenomenon among the children of my colleagues. My boss's daughter wrote her college admissions essay about syphilis conversations over Shabbat dinner, while her son told his friend's parents that my mom works in the sex industry. She's the chief of the Division of STD Prevention at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, but I suppose that's close enough. As I watched my son's antics from his bedside, seeds of thought started to germinate in my mind. At the time of his accident in 2015, I had been working in the field of public health and STI research for 8 years since completing my residency. STIs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?